Bro. Welcome back to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This episode is another one in our hot take series. Hope you stay tuned or thoroughly enjoyed.
Hey there, Big Cuz. It is Mr. Straight Edge here. My first hot take is that with all the backstage heat she seems to have, Charlotte Flair, the rumor is that she is asking for her release, and I don't think that Vince should give it to her. She's acting like a spoiled brat from if these rumors are to be true and such. And how do you deal with a spoiled brat? You do not give them what they want. So I would not give her her release. I would make her wait until her contract is up. Now, my second hot take, it could be looked at as both a praise and a hot take in the world of professional wrestling. But I do think that Vince McMahon and the WWE did the correct thing in erasing Chris Benoit as much as they could from their history books. Because with the younger viewers, if they don't know who that is and then they hear his name, they're going to go look him up and find out what he did. And with Vince McMahon, I fully trust that was his idea, that he did not want that to be the case for him, for the younger fans to see what he did. As far as his wrestling career goes, I would totally want them to know that, but everything else, I would not. So my third and final hot take, and this one can be translated kind of rough, but I think that if two wrestlers, and the best example is going to be Seth and Becky, since they have a kid, I feel like they both shouldn't be on the road. I feel like at least one should be at home with their child, and maybe every year or two they could take turns wrestling and vice versa. And again, I know that that could sound rough or translated weird, but at the same time, it's like they have a kid now. That should be their top priority and not wrestling.
Next on our hot takes is one from Matty Ice, who says that a well-planned tag team match is more entertaining than a well-planned singles match. He says you can do some storytelling in the ring with a singles match, and it's more difficult with a tag team match. But a great example was Bayley and Sasha versus Kairi Sane and Asuka. That was a great match on Monday Night Raw. Phenomenal storytelling in the ring for the best in the world. Told a great story. Now, we also, tag matches can suck without a storyline, like the Kabuki Warriors, you know, Sane and Asuka at Mania in 2020, the year of the COVID. That match was terrible. So it just depends on who's in the match. Like, currently, look at the buildup of them boys and FTR. You know, the Briscoes from Ring of Honor and FTR from AEW. Right now, there's great storytelling. I can't wait to see the payoff for that. But we do have singles matches that also have phenomenal storytelling, like The Rock and Stone Cold. But on the other side of that, we have, you know, bad storytelling. So it just depends on, for me, it depends on who's in the match. It just depends on whether it's entertaining or not. Brothers of Destruction versus Canyon and DDP at some of the Invasion Angle pay-per-view stuff. Not the Invasion Angle pay-per-view itself, but so I think Survivor Series, SummerSlam, one of them. That was a great match to me. Terrible storytelling. Great match. But that's Matty Ice's hot take. Absolutely love it, brother. Matty Ice, you know, to go along with what his hot take was, talked about the Survivor Series 2011, where The Miz and R-Truth were a tag team, and John Cena confronts them and says, never before, never again, he chose none other than the great one, The Rock, as his partner. It was a, you know, two rivals become a team. Good storytelling from them two, not so much from Miz and Truth. But, you know, obviously Cena and The Rock won, and then The Rock bottom Cena. There it is. Not a bad match. Great storytelling from half. Which is funny because The Miz is one of the best talkers in the business. But that's another thing.
Good example, Matty Ice.
All right, let's go for a hot take that is, you know, kind of cool that he re-signed today. Let's go with the fact, and my hot take is, AEW and Kevin Owens, they don't need each other. AEW is successful without Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens is wildly successful without AEW. Yeah, a bunch of his indie friends are over there. That's phenomenal. Kevin Owens is not AEW material. There. That's the first one. My next hot take. We will one day get an AEW versus WWE pay-per-view. We will one day. And it'll be Tony Khan versus Triple H. Going head-to-head with their companies. I think it will be really interesting. One day. It won't happen within the next... Well, I'll put it this way. My hot take is in the next 10 years, we'll see the companies work together. Let's go with... You know, I'll make this one my last hot take. Vince McMahon has left the belt on Roman Reigns too long. He's gone undefeated with his run for too long. The crowd is growing stale on him. This whole acknowledge me thing has run its course. It's about 2 months past prime. Brock Lesnar should have been the one to defeat him. So should Big E. Had Big E beat him at Survivor Series, I think we'd be all right. But continually having Roman go undefeated and really not challenged, it's hurting Roman more than it's helping him at this point. So there's that. Roman has gone undefeated too long. All right, so this will be my final one. Final hot take. Not every wrestler needs to work for AEW. Not every WWE release needs to work for AEW. It's absolutely ridiculous. Everybody that Vince cuts and releases immediately, he's All Elite bound. He's AEW bound. No, for the love of all things freaking holy, there's other wrestling companies, Impact, MLW, GCW, New Japan. Who cares? Let them do what they want to do. I mean, we saw Johnny Gargano this past week announce he's not going to do anything until after his kid's born in February. And people are like, well, when's he going to debut in AEW? He's just said he's not doing anything. Not every single superstar needs to go to AEW. And I will say there are some AEW stars who need to be let go so they can go to other companies, like a Brian Cage. The man came in, won the Casino Battle Royale thing, had his match with Jon Moxley, won the FTW belt, was given it by Taz, and then has disappeared. Let him go so he can do whatever he wants to do. Not every star works in every company. A massive thank you to everyone that has enjoyed this episode. Continue to listen to more of them on our podcast when the bell tolls with Big Cuz. We're pushing for 7,000 total plays before the end of 2021. And while you're at it, go check out Huddle Up Podcast with Matty Ice. Go check out Straight Edge Gaming. Go check out No Judgment Zone. Just some podcasts that are run under the family's name. Love each and every one of y'all. Have a great day. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.